This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Significant Community Impact.
Families of Children with Cancer Radiothon on the Jerry Bader Show.
Indeed it is, 9:35, and you can stream us live at jerrybadershow.com, and I'm talking video streaming. If you just go to the little box that says Families of Children with Cancer Radiothon, and then you can scroll down. And the reason I do that is we've got families coming in, and as you listen to them, if you're in a position, you might also want to see them. So I'm going to give the phone numbers. And when I say 406-1360, 888-455-1360, then I'm going to point at you like this, and you're going to say,
call now and give money.
So let's just practice it once. 406-1360, 888-455-1360.
Call now and give money.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to be doing that again very soon. Tell us Nina's story.
Nina was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia on July 16th, 2010. Like many families that I've heard talk, it came as a complete surprise. Yeah. She had been tired for a few weeks before. She almost passed out one day, so we took her in the next day to her pediatrician, and they diagnosed her with an inner ear imbalance. She did not get better throughout the week. We took her back on Friday, and they wanted to do some labs to check things out further, and they couldn't. So they sent us to Theta Clark and Nina, because that's where we live. And within hour and a half, they were talking leukemia. They sent an ambulance up from Children's in Milwaukee, and that kind of began our journey.
And that happens so fast. All of a sudden you hear the word leukemia and there's an ambulance, and you probably, did that ever even occur to you that it was going there before they said that?
Absolutely not.
It just hits you out of the blue. So, all right, now you get that. How do you readjust? What do you do then?
Well, we met so many people all at once. It was very hard to take it all in at first, but we just took one thing at a time. We talked to her doctors. They confirmed her diagnosis. And we've just taken it one day at a time since then.
All right. Do you remember your line, Nina? Do you remember it? Okay. Let's try this now. 406-1360, 888-455-1360.
Call now and give money.
You are a natural. You absolutely are. So how did Family of Children's with Cancer... Families of Children with Cancer come into your life?
I have a neighbor who works with one of the board members. That's really how I found out about it. They've been so wonderful, especially in the beginning with gas cards and gift cards. We were going to Milwaukee at least twice a week. She had a lot of complications in the beginning, not so much from the leukemia, but from all the medications that she had. She had steroid-induced diabetes, she had liver failure, and then a seizure, pretty much all within the first 2 months of treatment.
And at that point, I'm guessing, and I know so many parents say this, it's overwhelming. They say one of the most gratifying things about families with children with cancer is there are people who have walked in your shoes, and you're not the first person to deal with this.
No. And like I heard one woman say, it's the same road, it's just different things happen. Nina's a little unique because her doctors have seen everything she's gone through, just not all in the same child all at once.
Right.
So.
All right, let's try it again. 406-1360, 888-455-1360.
Call now and give money.
That's exactly right.
The Families of Children with Cancer Radiothon on the Jerry Bader Show. You could donate all week by emailing your name, address, and pledge amount to Jerry Bader Show at mwcradio.com.
9:48, and in fact, we're getting more email pledges than I think we have ever gotten, which is just fantastic. We are talking with another family from Families of Children with Cancer, and Nina from Nina is your now radio nickname. Her name is Nina, N-I-N-A, right? And she is from Nina. She's Nina from Nina, and she's been helping me out here. We'll do it again right now. 406-1360, 888-455-1360.
Call now and give money.
And people have, and in fact, we have just a fantabulous story here. Linda in Little Suamico was called Nina since her grandchildren were born. So she is donating $1,000 in honor of Nina from Nina, the one on the radio right now. Yeah, we know. We know who it is. Nina from Nina, a nice lady who's never met you, so moved by you that she has given $1,000.